Hi, I'm Christian McBride, and this is Piano Jazz. I'm sitting in this week for Mary McPartland, and my guest today is a hot young pianist named Christian Sands. He's one of the rising stars in our business with an amazing technique and a natural sense of swing. Now, looking at your bio, I saw you were born in 1989.
I was, yeah.
I was actually working already on the road when you were born. I can say that without being ashamed and having someone tell me, oh, you're not that old. Look at you. You sitting on this piano as the featured guest on the show. You out there tearing it up. I've been following you. And here I am playing with Bobby Watson, and you were just a month old. Wow. Isn't that something? Man, I got to say, I listened to your most recent recording with Lewis Hayes and Ugano Okegwa, yep. Craig Handy, and it's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're
very
doing
much.
Such marvelous work. Now, where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in New Haven, Connecticut, and then we moved out to Orange, which is a couple of minutes away, so still in Connecticut.
Right, right. And many people, unfortunately, don't think of Connecticut as this haven for jazz, but it is a big-time haven for jazz.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, Jazz Fest, there's clubs popping up now. Mm. Just big things are starting to happen.
Tell me how you got into this music.
Well, originally, I played classical piano. Mm-hmm. I started piano lessons when I was 3. And I started drifting over to jazz, as the story goes, you know, because I'm 3, so I really, you know, can't really remember. But my mom says that as I was taking Suzuki piano lessons, you know, yeah. I would start, you know, putting little ad-libs and riffs and stuff.
Oh,
and my teacher, you know, would say, don't do that. That's not what, right. you know, so-and-so intended. So
right.
eventually I asked my mom if I could do jazz piano. And she looked at me, you know, you want to do jazz? You how old? 6?
Awesome.
So I went to jazz piano at the age of 7.
Wow. That early you started taking jazz piano lessons.
Yeah.
What were some of the earliest recordings like you remember being turned on to that really?
The earliest recordings I remember, Kinda Blue, you know, mm-hmm. was always playing any Miles Davis record.
Right.
Grover Washington.
Ah, look out.
Yeah. You know, my dad was a big jazz guy. And yeah. He used to play piano in high school. And he loved, you know, jazz piano and saxophone. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so Grover Washington was his guy. You know, that was his cat.
Yeah.
And my mom always played gospel because she grew up in the church. And, you know, that's where her background was from. So it was between Grover Washington and Shirley Caesar.
Ooh!
So,
lots
you know,
of soul in that
yeah,
household.
Yeah, a whole lot.
This has been quite a theme with so many young pianists on the scene now, that thread of the church. And it seems that if you study all of the great pianists all the way back from, you know, James P. Johnson through Duke, through Thelonious Monk, to you, there's always been that connection with the church.
Yeah, I think it has a big part in jazz.
Yes.
I mean, I went down to my grandmother's church, who she lives in Georgia, and there was a day where there was no piano and no, you know, drums, and right. no bass. And so right. all it was just feet stomping.
Right.
And clapping, you know, and yes. all the ad-lib clappings and things like
yeah,
that, you know.
Singing, of course.
And when you think about that and you hear that and you feel that, and then you go to jazz and you hear the bass and the yeah. drums, they do the exact same thing.
Right. That's absolutely
and so right. I think it's a big part of jazz today.
Yes.
And I utilize that a lot.
Yes, you do. Before we play this first song, I want to talk about a man who has been a big mentor and a big inspiration to both of us, and that's Dr. Billy Taylor.
Yes, Dr. B.
Talk about the first time you met him.
First time I met Dr. Billy Taylor, I was scared out of my mind.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I met him at this program in UMass Amherst called Jazz in July.
Yes.
A couple years back, and he was teaching piano up there, and he was running the program. And along with Frederick Tillis, and
sure,
he, you know, he taught the pianist, did master classes and things. So one day we were sitting in this little room, you know, it's about 6 or 7 pianists along with him, and he's okay. You, I want you to play something for me, and he just picked people out of the line.
Yeah,
you know, it scared me a little bit, but, you know, I had to be confident and play, you know, what my heart told me to play. And I played, and he looked at me, he said, okay, we have some work to do.
Yeah.
But he took me under his wing, and we've been best friends ever since.
What a gracious man he is.
Yes.
And I must give you 100 points because the first song that we're going to play was written by Dr. T, right?
Yes, it was.
The fact that you realize, because, see, I think Billy Taylor is one of these musicians who he's such a towering personality in the music. People forget what a great pianist and composer he is.
I mean, he's just so dynamic as a pianist and as a composer and just as a person. And so I'm very privileged to be studying and working with him.
Well, why don't we give a salute to Dr. Taylor and play a little Lonesome Lover?
All right, let's do it.
Thank you. there's certain songs that have that thing, that groove, that sound, that vibe, where you say, ah, yeah, this is home. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those songs.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite tunes that he composed, and it's a real pleasure to be able to play that piece because it's so sacred to him.
Yeah.
And he wrote it for his son who passed away.
Yeah.
And what happened was, as I was doing my my third CD, Rising, he produced it, and then he asked me if I want to record it. No one else has played that piece but him.
Right.
And he's very, you know, passionate about that piece, and he asked me to record it.
Yeah.
You know, that made me feel really special.
What are some of the things pianistically that he's shared with you specifically?
Oh, like what hasn't he shared? Yeah. It goes from, you know, as far as touch to sound to the way the instrument makes you feel as a being, as somebody playing it.
Yeah.
And he taught me the history of jazz and of the jazz piano. I mean, he used to hang with Art Tatum.
Yes.
And, you know, and Tatum passed things down to him.
Right.
And so Billy Taylor passed them down to me.
Yes.
And so I'm very privileged to have that.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job of holding and carrying that torch.
Thank you.
Speaking of Dr. Billy Taylor and Art Tatum, there's another Titan who I know who you had the opportunity to be with, and that's Oscar Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
Please talk about how you two got together.
Well, I was a part of the Gibson and Baldwin Grammy Jazz Ensemble.
Yes.
A couple of years back, and it was a Salute to Jazz event, and they were honoring Oscar Peterson, Barry Harris, and Hank Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And what was supposed to happen was, you know, Hank was supposed to play some tunes, and then Barry Harris was supposed to play some tunes, and myself and another pianist were supposed to play some tunes for Oscar Peterson because he was in a wheelchair and he said that he wasn't going to play. So, you know, Hank did his thing, Barry Harris did his thing, and what was supposed to happen was I was supposed to play Kelly's Blues.
Yeah.
And Hank Jones was supposed to sit at the other piano and take a solo. Well, after my like second chorus, take a solo, and I was supposed to leave off stage, and Barry Harris was supposed to sit at the other piano.
Yeah.
And so right in the middle of my, I guess it was second chorus, I hear some applause. And so I'm thinking it's for me, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing a pretty good job. And then all of a sudden, you know, I hear a chord. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, I don't remember playing that chord. And then I hear another chord, then I look up, and it's Oscar Peterson sitting at the other piano saying, go. And so we played for...
Your heart must have dropped.
It sure did. Playing his tune with him. Time just froze. It seemed like we played forever.
Yeah. We'll have more in a minute with this amazing young piano player, Mr. Christian Sands. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Christian McBride, and this is Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and Friends. Playing another tune for us.
All right.
I see you have Hallelujah Get Happy down
there. Yes. That's one of my favorite tunes, and I'll be glad to play that.
Right on. Get on down. Thank you. Well, folks, that's what you call the history of jazz piano in that one track. Yes, sir. What an absorption of all of these great things displayed there, my man.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Speaking of Oscar Peterson, I had the great opportunity to play with Ray Brown, Oscar Peterson's counterpart for many years, and I wrote an arrangement of Get Happy for our super bass group.
Yeah.
But it ain't sound nothing like that, my man. Yeah, see, that you know, in the business, we call people with great technique, we say they have chops. But when you have more than regular chops, like, you know, like Oscar Peterson type chops, just call them yops. You take the CH off and you replace it with a Y. So,
yeah.
You know, you're approaching yops stage, my man.
All right.
Now, it's time for us to play a tune together.
Yeah, let's do something.
How about some rhythm changes?
All right.
You know, it's funny because I would hear guys, you know, say, you know, they want to play Olio or something like that. And they say, yeah, you know, rhythm changes. I'll go, what are rhythm changes?
Yeah, you know, right? I'm the same way.
He said, you know, I got rhythm. I'm going, well, still don't get it. He said, I got rhythm. The chord changes to I got rhythm. Rhythm changes. I'm like, oh, okay. I'd been playing rhythm changes for about 15 years.
Right, and now you made the connection, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the source and play I Got Rhythm.
Yes. Thank you.
Christian, I want you to tell the people what I look like right now.
Oh, man. Sweating bullets right now.
Man, there's no greater feeling in the world than feeling that heat.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you. That felt so good.
The work. It was a workout. It was good.
Absolutely. Well, there's more music coming up with Christian Sands. You can find artist information, set list, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Christian McBride, sitting in for Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Throw out some names of some pianists, and if you could, just give me your thoughts on them. Thelonious Monk.
What word can't describe him? I mean, he's been one of my inspirations for the longest time.
Yeah.
And really, I call him a hidden inspiration because, like I mentioned before, growing up in the house with, you know, jazz and gospel,
right?
Monk was there as well.
Right.
And I was little, so I really didn't, you know, pay attention to it. I always heard it.
Yeah.
And then in my church, there is a family related to the monks who teach.
Really?
To teach the choir.
Ah, yeah. No kidding.
And so I didn't really pay attention to that either, you know. So really, Monk has always been a part of my life.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a baby. So just recently, I've really started to tap into what Monk was all about,
yeah,
and really get into, you know, his history and where he was from, you know.
Right.
So it's really historic.
Yeah.
From learning from all these, you know, different people. So Monk is definitely a big influence in me.
What about Duke Ellington?
Duke Ellington is another one of my greatest inspirations as far as being a composer first. I don't call them songs. I call them compositions because they're so dynamic. In everything that he did, everything about him, you know, his touch, watching videos of him and him speaking about his music, you know, it's really great to hear someone that passionate and dynamic and special.
Why don't you grace us with one of his compositions, which I see you have on your song list tonight. I can't wait to hear you play Single Petal of a Rose.
All right.
Would you do that for us?
I'll do my best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Lovely. Absolutely lovely. Thank you for that. Now, how did you learn that song?
Well, I learned it from actually taking a piano styles class with pianist Dick Katz.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
He was, you know, telling me about Duke Ellington and got me real interested. I mean, I was already interested in Duke Ellington, but he kind of pushed the button.
Yes.
Where I wanted to know everything about Duke and what he was all about. And he said, well, check out the Queen Suites.
Yeah.
I just fell in love with it.
Yeah. You know, you really could spend an entire lifetime just studying Duke Ellington's music.
Yeah.
You know, what a legacy. He's got to be the most prolific composer of the modern era. My goodness. When you started studying jazz piano at age 7, what were some of the early things you worked on? I mean, as far as like repertoire is concerned.
Well, the first song that I ever learned was Dave Brubeck's Take Five.
Mm.
And I heard that.
I wanted to ask you about Dave Brubeck as well.
And I heard that from a car commercial, actually.
Right.
And I can't remember what car commercial it was exactly, but I heard it from that commercial. And I started playing it.
Yeah.
Because I always learned music by ear. Sure. Even though I wasn't supposed to. Like, what I do was, my mom, she reads music very well.
Yes.
And, you know, she took classical piano as a child and as a teenager. And she would help me learn the music. Now, she knows this now. But when I was younger, I used to pretend I went to the bathroom and she would be practicing.
Oh,
and I would
secrets.
Listen to her.
Secrets.
Yes. And I would listen to her play. And then I come back and I pretend I've read it and just and just play it. And so that's the way I learned music.
Uh-huh.
And my father was watching TV and that commercial came on. And that sound was different to me.
Right.
And so I learned it.
And it's such a great hook. It's easy to remember.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I learned the piece. And a few years later, I was playing a gig. I think I was about 9 or 10. And I was playing a little cocktail kind of background thing. And someone comes up to me. I was playing Take Five, actually. And someone comes up to me, and he's like, that's Dave Brubeck, right? And I was like, yes. Well, Paul Desmond, but yes.
Right.
And he says, well, how would you like to meet him? Of course, I would love to meet him.
Right.
And found out that that was his doctor.
And then you went to his house and you met him?
Yeah.
Wow. And he's yet another legend.
He's a joy to hang out with.
A beautiful man.
Man.
He and his darling wife, Iola.
Yeah.
Just beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
Now, what kind of things did you talk about with Dave?
Well, with him, he really turned me on to stride piano. He was the first person to really mention stride piano. And a lot of people, not a lot, but, you know, majority of the people that I speak to anyway, when I say Dave Brubeck, they're, oh, he can't play fast. And the cat can.
Yeah, right.
we were playing
Dave
at his
Brubeck
house
can't
and he
play
just
fast.
Stride piano, just
and
James
Rolls
B. Johnson.
Royce is a bus.
Yeah. And he just tore the whole piano in half.
I know it.
And
I
then
know it.
He said, okay, now it's your turn. And so. He was really the first person that I've heard play stride piano.
Yes.
And so that's really what he talked about in the left hand.
Now, this is a good segue because I know one of your favorite pieces to play is The Entertainer.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could give us a little taste of that to demonstrate your grasp of the art of stride piano.
Definitely will try.
I know you're going to do it.
Thank you.
Very hip. Thank you for that. I enjoyed that very much. Love how you hit that D flat. Almost like Monk's Mood. Very, very hip. Well, I'm having a great time here with my guest, Christian Sands. And there's more to come. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Christian McBride, and this is Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and Friends. Now, you have a new recording that's out, correct? Yes, tell me about it.
Well, the title is called Furioso.
Uh-huh. Now, and I heard some of that. It's beautiful.
Thank you very much. On it is Ugano Okegwo on bass, Lewis Hayes on drums, Craig Handy on sax, and Randy Brecker.
Oh, Philadelphia.
On the trumpet, man.
Some great musicians you have. Yeah. Can't go wrong.
Can't. And it's great to, work with all those different musicians.
Yes.
You know, and just what they can bring to the table.
Yes. There's one song in particular I really loved listening to that was Musician's Lullaby. Mm. Where'd you get that title from?
Well, actually, I wrote the song for one of my best friends, and he had a child early on, and his son, it was such a joy to see him really happy, you know. And it meant so much to me, I want to write a tune for him.
That's
and
beautiful.
So that's why I call it the Musician's Lullaby.
Take it away. Beautiful. Magnificent. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you very much.
You're a wonderful musician. Look forward to watching you grow and just become a major figure that we know you're going to be.
Thank you.
It's been so amazing speaking with you and playing with you.
Thank you for having me.
And I'd like to ask you to take us on home with Kelly's Blues.
Let's do it.
I can't wait to get some of this with you.
Thank you.
right there in the pocket, my man. That was great playing with you.
Thank
on
you,
that.
Thank you, you too.
You've been listening to Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz with guest host Christian McBride and today's guest Christian Sands. Join us each week at this time when Piano Jazz brings you outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beat Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Dan Hoppler, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production assistant Grant Jackson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There, you'll find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.